Hi.
You push record.
We're back in action.
I'll push record.
Anyway, neither of us could figure out how to get this going, honestly. But happy Sunday, everybody. We love you.
Happy Sunday. Oh my God. I feel like it in a really good mood, which is very rare, it feels like, sometimes these days, especially for a Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Totally. And also, the weather is nice. How's it there in Portland?
It's beautiful. We gained an hour, obviously. So last night was daylight savings. So I got to sleep in, quote unquote, today. But then I had to get on the phone with my mom. And, you know, stuff is crazy up in her world. She's got a lot going on with that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's good. She like just had a really rough week with my grandmother and yeah, so that was kind of tough. And then my great aunt is not doing well, so they're all just checking in. And anyway, you know, just old people being old people. But
I was going to say, we're just like at that time in life, you know, of like old people having a rough go.
It's just sad. I don't know. But today's great. Like the sun is out. I went on my run already. I have like somebody coming in for the week. We have a coworker of my husband's. He's going to stay with us for a couple of days. So got the house all really cleaned and stuff. And, yeah, I like moved my Peloton out of my office, so I have like a little bit more elbow room, which is really nice. I organized my closet and got rid of like in the guest room, the one downstairs by the kitchen. That's like my catch-all room, basically. I haven't really figured out what we're going to do with all that stuff yet, but just like continuing with the spring cleaning, and it's feeling very productive, and yeah, it just feels really good. I'm serotonin levels are like appropriately matched right now, which is really good.
Yay!
What about you?
Amazing. Yeah, same. I mean, I haven't been sleeping that good, and so the fallback was really not like I wasn't stoked for that. But I'm very happy to have the additional hour of sunlight, so that's exciting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was able to actually like sleep in a bit this morning. Like I woke up at 8, which I guess technically is 7. So I got more sleep than I have been getting. So yeah, I feel like I'm just running on empty, and I don't know why. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's like the change in the seasons or something. But I also just like get so much energy and like, yeah, like you said, serotonin, dopamine, whatever, from like springtime. And it's been so warm and nice here lately. And like yesterday was beautiful. It was like in the 60s, and today is going to be in the 60s. It is going to start snowing this week again, though. So that, not stoked about that, but we're heading to California. So it doesn't really matter.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Guys, Kaif and I are going to Cali. It is our 2025 Strawberry Family Reunion, aka work weekend. So,
AKA, the best weekend of the year.
We are heading down to see the homies, and we're just gonna work really hard and get a lot of shit done and get them tickets for the festival. Yeah. And I'm so excited to see everybody and also just like hang and get to spend time with Kaif. So, yeah, we just got a lot of shit on the horizon.
It's our first official, like, road trip of 2025. So, I'm pretty jazzed. We need to, like, get podcasts. We need to get, like, topics. We're going to have so many updates and shenanigans. So, maybe we should play, like, a road tripping game, and then we can chat about it on the pod. That's not really, like, our thing, but we could play a road trip game. Shake that up a little bit.
Do like Who Am I or like I Spy or some shit. I haven't played those.
I Spy. Okay. Like, I spy something green. A tree.
Yes, I was just gonna say I spy vertical log. Tree. If anyone gets that reference, oh my god. Don't say what it's from, Kaif. If you don't know what that's from, oh my gosh, that was so fucking funny. I'm so glad that you're on the same page as me. This is why we're best friends, because
why we have a podcast. It's hilarious.
Anywho,
I'm still like,
I go
putting together my Whole Foods order. Yeah, we should go watch that movie, and then next time we'll see if anybody that you talk to and listens to the pod, if they know that reference, then we'll come back and chat about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll tell you on the next epi, so you have to like tune in for the next episode and see what the answer was.
That's a little teaser for you. That's how we do proper podcasting in Candidly 30 Land.
Yeah, absolutely. Other than that, we've just been like living high, guys, and we're doing really well about like recording for you. So be proud of us a little bit.
Yeah. Doing this on a Sunday versus like 6 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon before we upload.
Or 8 p.m.
We're proud of us. I'm really proud today. Good job. You got your workout in. I got my workout in. I like chatted to all the people. Although I have a date like right after this to go talk to Amanda. I am so excited to chat with her.
Good.
It's been like 3 months since I've seen her. She came for my birthday and she sent me, look at this picture. She's like, they live closer to Santa Cruz. For those of you who don't know, but she sent me this picture of her morning walk this morning. Look how freaking beautiful it is over by her house.
Wow.
Isn't that nice? It's yeah. like the bay in Santa so Cruz because cool. they're south of Santa Cruz. But it's like a little road, like a railroad train right there. Oh my God.
Cute. So That's jelly. Amazing.
I know.
Yeah,
I
need to, like, that is a beautiful part there. Of California, honestly. Jealous. Jealous yeah. of that.
When's the last time you went to Big Sur, right? Big Sur's would like a, I think I'm going to do that this year, hopefully. If I can get
yeah, I was literally, we were talking about that last night because you know how there's like screensavers on like fancy big ass TVs these days when yeah, like you're not sure. watching, you push pause or whatever. They put all these like really cool backdrops. It's kind of like your computer backdrops. You know how they have like all those cool things and then they like tell you what they are or whatever. The one yeah. that we were looking at last night was Big Sur and I was like, oh, have you guys ever been there? And they were both like, no. And I was like, oh my gosh, what?
Well, so gotta anyways, make that happen.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Pfeiffer's gorgeous. Anyway.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so I have a date to talk to her that I'm very excited about. And then the rest of the day, we're just like hanging out, spring cleaning. I bought this like big roast from Costco and I defrosted it today. So I'm going to like slow roast something on a Sunday and just yeah. like, yeah, very excited to relax and stay at home. My house is so clean too. Cause like we did a lot of yard work last weekend. I cleaned out everything today. So it just feels like good. I'm happy that the summer is like just a couple of months away, you know?
It's coming. I know yeah. that's the only thing that's going to get me through this like bad weather this week is like, you know, the fact that it's already March and we're doing good. Because, like, April's the start of all yeah. the fun activities and stuff. I so know. I am very sad, though. This weekend is Natalie and Rosie's birthday. Well, it's technically on Monday. On
Happy
St.
birthday!
Yeah.
Oh, God, I totally forgot about St. Patty's Day. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's crazy that it's already here, honestly. But yeah, I'm sad to miss their birthday weekend. There's, like, a lot of music going on. Like, our friend is in a band called Call Down Thunder, and so he's playing on Friday night, and then there's this other really fun like bluegrass band called Pert Near Sandstone, and they're playing on Saturday, and there's like a pool party and all the things. So big love to both of them. I'm gonna miss that, but I'm gonna be here for their actual birthday because we get back from work weekend on Sunday, so I'll see them on Monday. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just like wild that it's already mid-March. Like, we were like complaining about like January being so long and now it's mid-March. I'm like, holy moly. But it is what it is. Work for yeah. me is, like, going a lot better these days, knock on wood. I don't really, like saying that out loud because I'm terrified that something terrible is going to happen, like, any second right. of any day while I'm working.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah, for real. But I finally don't feel like I need to throw my head through a wall every single minute of every day at work. So we're getting somewhere. We're getting a little bit better. We are, like, onboarding some seasonals to try to get these parks open because a lot of them are just struggle bussing. So yeah, uh-huh. we're working on it. We're getting there. But it's just a slog, you know, and we have priorities and we have a directorate that's setting all of our priorities and everything. And so we're just trying to do the best that we can. And the parks are actually being really understanding and like just grateful that we're like doing something, you know, at this point. So that's mm-hmm. really nice because that's what I was afraid of, is that hiring managers would just be, you know, ragging on us because we don't set any of the rules at this time. We're just doing what we're told. So it's really yeah. rough out here. But anyways, so call your people still, like, do your part, but also be kind and gentle to park staff this summer because they're probably short-staffed. And yeah, just take care of your national and state parks and just not land, I guess, in general.
Yeah.
Be kind. That's all.
Be kind.
That's my little soapbox for the moment of, yeah, as federal workers, you know, no big.
Yeah.
But anyway, do you have a stand that you need to make today, Cave?
No. Stand. I mean, it probably should, but I was just reading Business Insider because I have like a bunch of for work. I like to keep on top of some stuff or whatever. And they came out with one today, 5 actions to take now ahead of a possible recession, which is like all the same things that they talk about mm-hmm. when it comes to recession. And like recession is a word that is just so emotional these days and political and so yeah. dumb, like whatever. Just like check in with yourselves is my biggest, my soapbox, I guess, my stand that I want to take is just don't panic. Take care of yourself and your family and build an emergency fund, pay off your debts, review your budget, just make sure that things are going to be A-okay and don't plan on any really big purchases in the next, I'd say, like 12 months. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like...
Not to mention the fact that we're possibly going to go into a government shutdown on Friday. So that's super fun.
And government shutdowns like are just a thing that we have to deal with now. It's so annoying, especially our generation. This has got to be like the 10th or 12th time that it's happened. So like, how can we like figure it out, people? You know what I mean? Just like, that's my grievance, even though we're not doing grievances at the moment.
But also I do low-key, like, want something to come of all this craziness that's happening, you know? Like, I do want someone to stand up. I do want people to do something about this craziness that's happening, but, and, like, stand up to him in, like, whatever budget that he proposes. But at the same time, it's, like, it's my livelihood, and it's, I'm kind of fucked if, shit does really get shut down for an extended period of time, because I have a mortgage now, and it is not cheap. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyways, but that's all. So
I would agree. I would love to have somebody like come in the antithesis and who's somebody who like makes sense and, you know, but you have to follow the money. That's the crappy thing when it comes down. Like what I took away from this entire last 8 years of like him is just have to follow the money. You know, you can't fight people who are just going to spend everything that they have, like literally throwing billions of dollars to like pass their own. You know,
agendas.
Their own agenda. Yeah. So it's really sad. You can basically buy yourself into the presidency so long as you work with all the evil humans who have like all the money, which is sad. But that's the reality.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, Sunday talks.
Who's going to come in? Like, oh, God, Sunday talks. You know, Biggie. Things are great. Don't worry. All the sunshine is here. Summer is almost there. And just don't freak out because it's going to be transitory, right? Like, this isn't going to be the end all be all. There will be some things to look forward to. Like, I was talking to my brother.
Did you see this?
It's just so sad. Like, just not really sure what's going to happen in the next couple of years. And I'm like, you're probably going to be alive at the very least. So let's have some kind of plan because this is just a moment in time. So it was kind of sad. But anyway, go ahead. You were saying something.
I was just going to say on that lines, you know how we, like, spring forward or whatever. I saw a TikTok this morning and it was like, what if we just like spring forward, like not 1 hour, but maybe just like 4 years. Like, hell yeah.
I'm down with that.
Anyways. Yeah. It just made me giggle a little bit.
Sometimes you need a giggle. I'm okay with it. So this last week I was just on the phone for so long, all day long. And I feel like, I heard that. I feel like my voice is down a register. Like, you know, when you just use your voice all week long and like now it feels a little like raspy and harsh. So I think I need to like let my throat heal a little bit this week. but if that's the case, if you can hear my raspy voice, it's just because I've been using my voice a lot lately.
Okay, I thought you were just saying like in general, like in life, you're like, I think my voice just like went down a notch. Like...
No, it's just because it's tired, maturing.
No big deal.
Can we not with the maturing? I'm happy to stay my age. I don't want to mature any further. Thank you.
That's fair. Yeah, I feel like life is just getting more and more complicated, and I'm just, you know, just trying to survive. That's all I'm doing at this point. It's
There's no thriving happening here, people. It's just surviving.
No big deal. Anyways, do you want to introduce our topic for today?
Anyway, I'm actually really excited because we haven't done faves in a little bit. I think it's been like a month or two since we've really like done faves. So I've been trying to like keep track of all the stuff that I've been listening to and watching and like I am wanting to share with the podcast land and all of our fun people. So yeah, we're going to talk about faves today. I think it's our first faves episode for 2025, if I'm not mistaken. Cool. Kelly's shaking her head. I'm like, well,
no, I think we did one other
also,
one.
We
sorry,
didn't,
sorry.
Did we like earlier on? Did we also introduce ourselves? Because that is something we never do. So this is Kate Flair.
This is Kelly. Hey.
Woo woo. Yeah, we did faves in January. Okay, so this is the second faves that we have. Do you want to... I picked five, although I have like 18 of them because I have a lot of songs. I won't say them all, but do you want to start first?
Oh,
we'll
wow.
do five.
Sure, I'll go first. My first one is this guy. You can find him on Instagram as well, but I found him on TikTok originally. His name is Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N. Carlino, C-A-R-L-I-N-O, and he is this openly gay guy who does impressions, basically, not impressions, but just like he acts as if he were a girl. And okay, it sounds insane, but he does like, if I was a girl named Lexi, I would go to Trader Joe's. Like, he does all these like things, right? Or he does like, if I was a girl named Taylor, like my mother-in-law, she would be a bitch, but like we would like low-key hate her, but like also just like talk about her behind her back, but then in front of her face. Like, he just does the funniest things, and they're like so relatable, and the videos are so insane. Anyways, the one that I like found him originally was the Lexi one, and I'm not going to repeat it on here because it's very inappropriate, but it's so spot on and it's so freaking funny. And so I'm obsessed with him, and I watched like every single one of his videos, and apparently he does stand up too. Like, he is a really, really funny guy. And so anyways, I just like highly recommend watching his videos. Yeah, like I said, you can find him on Instagram or on TikTok, whatever you're on. But yeah, I'm obsessed with him. Dylan Carlino. All the videos, all of them are funny. All of them are relatable. It's insane. So
I love it.
He's like,
that's
knows
the
inner working of a woman's brain, which is very confusing. So yeah.
yeah. Kelly sent me a video this last weekend. I watched it like three or four times because it was hilarious. If
I was
a girl named Lexi.
Cackling. Yes. I was literally cackling. Like, it is so freaking funny. Like, I wish I could repeat it on here, but I will not say those words out loud. So, yeah, that's that. But anyways.
I love it. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the basement yard because I really like those guys. I think they're so funny. I just went back and watched, like, all of their old TikToks and stuff like that. And I sent, like, four or five of them. And I made my husband watch, like, all of them. So we really like it. I went to work and I was talking to, like, one of my 23-year-old coworkers or whatever. Like, he's so sweet. And I was like, oh, yeah, I watched these on TikTok or whatever. And he is very familiar with the basement yard. So I feel like it's a thing who are, like, people who are younger than me probably pay more attention to it. But it's two dudes. And I'm pretty sure they're in Boston or they're in, like, New York or something. I don't know. They're hilarious. So, and they always have the best takes. And their laughs. It's kind of like you and me. I think that's why I like it so much. It's because it's pretty candid and they do like stupid games and stuff. So, yeah, I really
totally.
Like them.
They just like try to make each other laugh too. So they're so freaking funny. Like, I crack up at the stupid shit that they say. So yeah, they're very entertaining. So yeah, if you ever need to find like a new podcast or a new follow, they're like highly, highly recommend. They're so funny and they're really silly.
So
together.
Funny.
So yeah.
Yeah. Very silly. Okay. That's mine.
Nice. Okay, my next one is just like shout out. I don't know if I brought this up last week, but Survivor's back, baby, season 48.
Yay!
So, I love it. It just has to be a fave every single time. The new season, I've only watched the first episode. I haven't watched this week's yet. Because man, I've just been busy running around these streets. But I'm gonna watch
running
it today.
Around these streets like a straight up gangster. This lady.
Anyways, yeah, I need to watch because I have to do my bracket and everything for this coming week. So anyways, we're still doing the bracket this time. It's still so good. There's a girl on there, first episode out the gate. I just hated her guts, which is on par for me. So yeah, we love it. We love to see it. We love to see the gameplay. So anyways.
Okay,
yeah,
well, I was talking to my mom this morning because I get on the Sunday mornings. I always get with my mom. And she's going to be watching Survivor the season two. So don't tell me who you don't like. I'll watch the first like episode today and I'll come back to you and see if I can like find, if I know who it is that you hate their guts.
You will know instantly.
Okay.
You will know.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. That's the best. Cool. Yeah, I will go do that then.
But wait, watch it with us. You want to be in our bracket?
Can Sam I be
is
in
also
bracket?
In a bracket. Yeah. You'll add you. Yeah.
Yeah, add me. I'm down.
I have it with Lindsay and Caroline and Peter and a few of, like, Caroline's friends from Portland.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's so fun. Yeah.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll
Sam
do
is
it.
Also
sounds
in
like a
her
lot
own
fun.
Bracket in Salt Lake, so wild that it's, you know, it's becoming popular. It's a cool show. It's very
How do you
fun,
keep track of it? Like, what's the bracket tool that you guys have? Is it, like, an app or a website or something?
Yes. It's an app called Bracketology. Yep.
Bracketology. Okay, cool. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm supposed to be, like, putting together a March Madness with my office, too, and I'm still, like, trying to figure that out. You don't do March Madness or anything like that, do
yeah.
you?
No. Okay, we went to trivia on Wednesday. One of the questions was name the, like, women's basketball team that this one person was on, and I was like, I literally can't name one single women's basketball team. Like, can you? Do you know one of them? I was like,
were they talking
I don't
about Caitlin
any.
Clark?
I don't. No, they weren't. That's why it was even more hard. It was like someone who was retiring. It was like a woman who had been in the game for like so long. And I was like, I should know this, but I literally don't even know one single woman's basketball team's name. So.
I mean, it's having a resurgence right now. So like, women's basketball is up and or like it's coming again. So like, I feel like I should probably get into it, and I maybe will. But when it comes to women's sports, like, I'm usually just a soccer fan. Like, I'll just, like, if it's on the internet and it's a game that I want to see or watch, like, I'll usually do the soccer or football, basically.
Yeah.
But,
that's fair.
Yeah, plus baseball season's coming up, I think, right? They should be, like, opening day is going to be in April. So I'm kind of, like, really excited to get back into the baseball because it's been a minute since I've been to a baseball game. And that's, like, one of my favorite things to do when it's, like, 110 degrees and you're at a baseball game. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
We were going to try and put together a trip to San Francisco this year, but I just don't know if it's going to happen. We're trying to, like, save money and stuff. So I haven't been back to the Bay since I left it. I'm, like, ready to get back into the San Francisco area, at least for a game and a cocktail, you know. That sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day, or if we happen to blow up in our podcast, I can actually afford. Yeah, like, send me money, and then we can do, like, a San Francisco trip thing for our podcast. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah. Sorry, that low-key reminded me. I also saw this other TikTok, because I was at the gym this morning, and so I was just watching so many TikToks, because while I walk on the stair stepper, because I want to die. But this girl, she was like, Venmo the bride? No, Venmo the bridesmaids. We don't get to have dual income now. Like, we have to pay for all this shit by ourselves. You know how, like, there's, like, all the thing, like, buy the bride a drink or whatever, like, on their bachelorette parties and stuff? And the bridesmaid was like, no, Venmo the bridesmaids. We're the one that need to fund this $2,000 excursion. Like, anyways, I was cracking up. So
literally.
I feel that sentiment. I'm like,
I'm like 1 year away from paying for my car and like having that completely done. I'm so excited. I don't want to have more car payments.
Yay!
Anyway,
congrats. That's the best.
We've been watching Severance. I know that you've been talking about this for like the last month and a half or something, but we finally got into it. So I've watched like the first two episodes.
Yep. Cool. Oh, of the first season or second season?
Uh-huh. The first season. I'm just barely getting into it.
Well, yeah, you'll have to keep me updated on how you feel about it. Because the second season's like kind of slow.
Yeah. My husband was watching it until like 4 o'clock in the morning last night. I clearly didn't do that because I was tired. But he woke me up this morning and was like, it was so crazy. Oh my God, you got to get into it. Like, his mind is blown. So I'm just like waiting for that to happen in the first season. So we'll see.
Nice. I have a house, as we know. And I had like this really cute wreath
you
on
have
my
a house
for Christmas.
Wait,
what? Yeah. I know. And I just like was ready for a little like not I mean it wasn't like so Christmassy, but it was just like red and like whatever. I just wanted a change, so I got this really cute like eucalyptus wreath on the Zaun from, you know, our good old friend Uncle
Uncle Bezos,
his name
Jeff
the Zaun. The Zaun, yeah. But anyways, it's just like a new, addition to my house, and it just like makes it, I think so. I don't know. I was just trying to be cool, Kaif, and then you called me out. So goddamn.
Anyways. Okay. I'll stop talking.
It's just
go
like
ahead.
A fresh new spring look. So my house got a facelift. Yeah. That's all.
I love it. That's cute. So you got a, you're going to send me a picture of your eucalyptus wreath. Do it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. Honestly, I've had the same wreath up since like October. I need to get a new one too. That's a good reminder. And Joann's is going out of business. Did you hear about this?
I heard that. Yeah. Mom was telling me because they've been getting a bunch of stuff from their one in Jackson. That sucks.
Yep.
Not that I went there.
I know. It's kind of sucky, but I think we just went there not too long ago. We were for the dartboard because we were putting up like material or fabric on the cork board that he was making. So we'll probably go later today actually to see. They probably don't have anything else though. Like as soon as they announced that it was going out of business, that parking lot was really busy. So it's going to be like a big lot situation. I'm going to walk in like it's going to be, you know, apocalyptic and kind of creepy.
For sure. Yeah. What's your next one?
So Severance, the basement yard, and then I want to talk about a couple of songs if that's okay. And then I have a product. So I've just been listening to a lot of like drum and bass lately. Cause like the last few months my husband and I have just been like diving into it. So, Fred again has been coming out with a couple of other songs, and then Sammy Virgie, who I've talked about on this podcast before, came out with a new release in February. So Delilah from Fred again, which is a really fun song. And then, I Guess We're Not the Same by Sammy Virgie. Those two are like on my playlist as soon as I get up in the morning, as I go on my walk for lunch, and as soon as I'm getting off work in the afternoon, they're like constant repeat. And they're really cool vibes. And I'm just like bouncing around, walking, just enjoying it. So they're helping with my optimism. Yeah. They're really fun.
Yeah, actually someone last night was, they were telling me about Fred again, and I've never heard of them before. So, I was like, ooh, I like this. He played a song for me.
Fred again is great.
I'm writing it down right now. So I can,
he's got a lot of stuff actually, like Places to Be is really good. Leave Me Alone was really popular in 2024. Rumble is, like a Skrillex mix or like a track with Skrillex. Yeah. He's really, really good. And he's from, the UK, I think.
Oh, cool.
He's actually a Brit producer.
I have a song for my next one as well, or just like a band in general kind of as well. I know this is like not new news or anything, but I'm obsessed with Big Wild this week. And I have been actually for a while. Like I've been listening to them just like randomly for the last like couple months, but I got real deep into them this week, and there's so many good songs. But so I guess I'll just have like Big Wild as my fave. But my favorite song right now is When I Get There, and then also what was the other one? No Words is my other favorite one right now. The whole Super Dream album is really good though. And that's where like a lot of their like famous songs, I guess, lie. Is like Sixes to Nines is like probably the most famous song that people usually know by them.
Sixes to Nines.
I turn my sixes to nines. Yeah.
Totally.
So Big Wild is just like my fave in general, but I've been getting into like such different, like weird music lately. And I've just been like vibing so hard on music. I'm like not podcast girly right now. I'm just like straight music girly right now. I think it's because of the gym too. Like it's just like helpful. Yeah. And then like TikTok has really opened my eyes to a lot of new music as well. So like, yeah, it's just been good. I'm into the music lately. Good. So
yeah, I've been kind of, backseat for podcasts right now. Like I'll listen to the news in the morning and then switch it to music, because podcasting it's great, don't get me wrong, but they all are sad. Like things are sad, so I'm just gonna skip it and listen to some happy for stuff
sure. But I have a lot stored up for a road trip for sure. So
awesome. Me too. I have a playlist that I'm building on right now. I haven't really looked into the Strawberry like who's playing at Strawberry. Yeah, we'll have to put that on the pod, too, so that we can get ahead of it. Okay, my next and last thing, even though I guess I thought that I would have another one, but I think I'm only at four. Yeah, anyway, I kind of got targeted on TikTok, you know? Like, I try not to buy all the things that I want to buy because it looks so good. Okay, so I got it literally this morning, so I haven't used it yet. So I can't really, like, tell you if it's real or not. But I've just been seeing a lot of stuff about beef tallow. Mm-hmm. For your face. So it's supposed to be like whipped tallow honey balm. I got the citrus flavor and it kind of, I thought that it would be like orange blossomy, but it kind of smells like floor cleaner. So I'm not really happy about it, but it's fine. Okay. It kind of smells like, you know, the citronelle candles.
Oh,
that kind of citrus. So it's not great, but it's fine. But it's supposed to be like grass fed, grass finished beef tallow, organic cold pressed olive oil, honey, marigold flower, vitamin E, lemongrass, all that good stuff. And you're just supposed to like put it on your face and your body and your lip balm, just like use it all over your whatever. And it doesn't have anything gross in it. It's literally just beef tallow and like essence of lemongrass and vitamin E and stuff. So it's supposed to be really good for your face. Either that or TikTok is lying to me. So we'll see. I'll let you guys know. It's from Evil Goods Whipped Tallow Honey Balm.
I've had one.
There's
this
lady. She looks really funny on the like on the label.
I haven't seen that brand actually. I have one saved in my Amazon cart from like months ago. Like my saved for later card or whatever. And I just never pulled the trigger on it. Cause yeah, I just like always get this stupid shit from TikTok shop. And then I never like, I don't know. And then I just have all these weird products that I don't use them. Yep. Yeah. So I'm trying not to do that as much, until I like need something very specifically, you know, because then I just use what I like instead of like the new thing or whatever. So.
Right. Yeah. I'll let you know. I try not to like get targeted or like follow through on buying anything from TikTok because money, but sometimes it's really cheap and sometimes they like look like a really good with a lot of reviews. So I will give it a go and then we'll circle back and let everybody know what's what.
Oh, don't be fooled. I buy so much shit from TikTok shop. Like I just bought two shirts from there and I love them and I'm obsessed with them. So yeah, no, it's real. Don't even get it twisted. Like TikTok shop is real. I do love it. And it is so cheap and I know that's not great. I know it's like from China or some shit, but they make it so easy and they just click. I know it's frustrating.
But oh yeah, if it's good, it's good. You know, I don't mind paying for stuff. I just like want it to be decent and not, you know, fake or, you know, anyway. So yeah, totally. That's pretty much my last one. I think I could probably find a fifth one, but do you have
did five, I think. Oh no, maybe I only did four. I have one more. It's not that exciting either. I went to Safeway yesterday to get some eggs because, you know, eggs are a crisis anyways. and I had to go to like five stores. Anyways, I was in Safeway and I just love Safeway, like cut up fruit. And lately I've just been such a fruit girly. Like, I don't know what it is. I just like crave fruit. Like I need fruit like all day, every day. I've been eating so many apples. I've been eating so many blackberries.
That's good.
I don't know. But yeah, they had cut up dragon fruit, like white dragon fruit, not the pink one that I mean, I've had it before, but I just like forgot about it, you know, and it just like came back into the ether. And like the white dragon fruit is so good. And like it's the pink one kind of doesn't taste like anything. Like it just tastes whatever. It's just fiber and all that good shit. But yeah, the white one is actually tasty and sweet and yummy. And so, yeah, I was just stoked to see it. I was like, wait, this is new and like fun. And it was so good. And I was just like, this is what I need. I just like need to switch up my fruit game a little bit. But yeah, white dragon fruit. So yummy. So.
Yeah, that sounds so good. What kind of like vitamins or what do you get for eating white dragon fruit?
Well, okay, there's the funny thing is I like saw on TikTok that white dragon fruit, are you looking it up right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I saw on TikTok that like all these girls were eating like a full white dragon fruit and then they were just like pooping a lot. Like I think it was like supposed to like clean them out a little bit, but I don't have that effect. Like I don't feel that. I mean, I didn't eat a whole dragon fruit either, but anyways, it was just like trendy for a minute to like eat a shit ton of white dragon fruit and then be able to like poop a lot or whatever. So
yeah, so I just did like a quick little Google search and it says boosts immunity, high vitamin C, supports immune functions, but it also improves your digestive health. It's a good source of prebiotics, which promotes the growth of beneficial gut bacteria. I bet you that's why people are saying that they're like pooping a lot because it helps with that bacteria, which makes sense.
Nice. Yeah. Anyways, it's just yummy. And I'm glad to have a different fruit in the rotation because I just am like eating up
eaten
it. I've been eating a lot of strawberries and a lot of apples lately, so maybe I should shake it up and get like a blueberry every once in a while, or I'll try some dragon fruit because that sounds really good. Also, passion fruit is so good.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway. That has a lot of vitamin C too.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Yep, that's all I got though.
That's all she wrote, yeah.
Happy faves, everybody. We can move into gratitudes and grievances, though, because I got a good grievance. And it's just embarrassing more than anything. Mm-hmm. I was at the gym this morning, and I was stair-stepping. Okay, first of all, why are gyms so hot? Why don't they turn on the AC? Why is there... Like, it shouldn't be that warm because it's so cold outside. So I'm like, this is wrong. Something is wrong here. But anyways, so I was at... you know, Ben Parks and Rec, like, no big deal. It's called Juniper. And I was on the stair stepper. Actually, I walked on the treadmill first, so this may be why it led to my demise. But I was also wearing gray leggings. So this also is my fault. But, like, why do gray leggings show all of your ass crack and your vagina sweat? Like, so embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
I, like, didn't even notice. Yeah. I was just, like, stair-stepping, you know, whatever. And then I went into this – there's, like, a stretch room, it's called, afterwards. And I was, like, going to go do some, like, weights and whatever and, like, do some stretching. And so I, like, walk in there and there's, like, full body mirrors, like, everywhere, you know. It's just, like, straight – just, like, looks like I pissed myself. And I was just like, oh, my God. I was just walking on the stairs ever next to this cute boy. And I'm just like, probably had, like, the grossest, like, wet butt ever. He's probably like, ugh, when he, like, got up on the stairs ever. You know, because it's so tall. And so everyone's just, I'm above everyone else. And so they all are just looking at my butt the whole time. So, wow. So humbling. And I was just like, you know what? Everyone's
We've all been there.
It's fine. But I was just like, dude, wow. You just like put me on blast leggings. Like, that's fucked up. But whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had a rough morning, a little rough go. So I just got out of the shower. But
I love that you didn't know, like, you didn't realize it until you walked past the, like, a mirror or something. And you're just like in that moment.
Well, like, I knew my body was sweaty, you know, like, I know my body is sweaty, but, like, I'm not a very sweaty person in general, but it's, like, so hot in there. And so, like, I felt like I'm, like, sweaty, but, like, I didn't, like, look down at it or anything. Like, I wasn't even, like, thinking that, you know? I was just thinking about how I was dying on the Stairmaster.
Oh, so, my God.
Anyways, so yeah, funny. I was like, cool. I was just walking around like this. No big deal. Anyways, that's my grievance. Lord. So, great leggings. Okay. You can go fuck yourself. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I have, like... a million black leggings for that exact reason. But yeah, you have to be a little careful about what kind of leggings you get because that ass crack sweat will definitely mess up your morning for sure.
Put you on blast.
I have a grievance as well, and it's just around the wildlife that I live in because I went out to go take, like, get in my car and go to the track so I can, like, appropriately track my runs and whatever because I'm still training. And I walk out to the car this morning and this big fat freaking fucking bird shit right on my car. And it's still gooey and you can still see it, like, it's not hardened, right? So they had literally just shat on my car. And it's not a small one. Like, I couldn't even roll down the window because it would have just smeared everywhere. I didn't do that.
Gross.
So yeah, that's stupid birds have to just come and take a huge shit on my, like, driver's side window. Anyway, that was, And I've been, like, seeing little robins everywhere. Like, oh, robins are so cute. Birds are adorable. It's just a good, like, good sign. The universe wants me to be happy. And then, like, these stupid crows just come and just shit on my car. I'm like, okay, that was short-lived. But the birds hate me now. So, yeah, fuck birds. I'm over it. Anyway, shall we move to gratitudes? Do you have a gratitude this week? Or should we just, like, leave that little bitterness in the universe and come back with gratitude next week?
We'll just be grateful next week. I don't know. I don't really have anything other than the pretty weather, but it's going to come to an end very quickly because it's snowing this week. So, yeah, I'm just happy to be here, you know, just running around like crazy person as per usual.
Surviving, not thriving, but still grateful at the end of the day. I am going to get my barbecue out today because we have a friend. We have a friend staying with us. So we're going to, like, barbecue tonight, which is exciting. But
yeah, that's awesome.
Not a lot to be grateful for at the moment, but hopefully next week. Mm-hmm. Next week when we catch up with y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. And send us good vibes about road tripping and everything. Yeah. And we'll see you next week, everybody.
And we're probably going to record together next time, right? Hopefully we'll be in person. Yay. Perfect. Those are always the best. Mm-hmm. All right. Bye, everybody. Well, thanks for being candid.
Have a good week. We love ya.
You too. Bye.
That's all for today's episode.
Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we love you.
Follow us on Instagram at Candidly30.
See you next week, bitches.